Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Indian Railways comprehensive plan for Chhat Parv travel. The participants are Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former General Manager, East Central Railways, and K.V. Prasad, Senior Journalist.
With the onset of festival season, India sees a mass movement of its people, people who are migrants who come to distant lands for work. I want to go back home to celebrate different festivals, and Diwali to Chhat is a huge movement of people. Of course, it predates even to the Durga Puja festival, which starts, and so it's a long to almost 3 week plus time, because then of course some of them will also have to come back. So it's almost a 3 to 4 weeks exercise in which the Indian Railways gears up to carry this hundreds and thousands of people across the country, especially to their home, and bring them back to their places of work. It's a huge logistic exercise. It requires meticulous planning. It requires very deep understanding of crowd management. And we've seen this happen this year in particular in a very systematic manner, we have seen. To understand more about it, we'll be discussing this issue with Mr. Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former general manager from the Eastern Railway. Mr. Trivedi, could you just spell out a few broad decisions in the broad program that the railways has put across to handle the onset of people who just descend on railways to go home?
I call this annual surge in crowd as the Great Indian Festival Rush, which is a reflection on mobility, demand and planning of Indian Railways. This is an annual phenomena which we used to struggle with in the past years. This year, as a result of strategic planning, as a result of identification of pain points, the large-scale arrangements were made, which included construction of hold areas at such pain points, at such crucial railway stations, the special queuing arrangements, special reservation arrangements, and monitoring of the train right up to its destination from the originating point. And this has paid rich dividends. And incidentally, the number of special trains, which in any case we used to run in earlier years also, but this year their number was made double. So almost 12,000 trains have been inducted, which are resulting in clearance of mass crowded millions from these crucial stations. Just for an example, at Udna station of Gujarat, 36,000 people, migrant people, were cleared for destination towards Bihar and other surrounding areas so that they can celebrate this special festival of Chhat with their closed ones, dear ones.
Before we move forward, we'll hear Mr. Dilip Kumar, Executive Director, Information and Publicity of Indian Railways, who tells us more about it.
यात्रियों को उनके गंतव्य स्थान पर भेजने के लिए पिछले फेस्टिवल के दौरान भारतीय रेल द्वारा 7,724 विशेष गाड़ियों का परिचालन किया गया था। इस वर्ष हम लोगों ने 12,000 से अधिक गाड़ियों के परिचालन की योजना बनाई है और उसी के हिसाब से हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं। जो अधिसूचित ट्रेनें हैं इस मामले में वह 12,011 है और इसके अनुसार ही हम लोगों ने ट्रेनें चलाई हैं। यदि इस फेस्टिवल सीजन की बात करें तो शुरूआती 19 दिनों में 1 करोड़ से अधिक यात्रियों ने विशेष ट्रेनों का लाभ उठाते हुए अपने अपने गंतव्य स्थान तक की यात्रा की है। यदि दिल्ली एरिया की मैं बात करूं तो दिवाली के ठीक 3-4 दिन पहले का जो समय रहा, 4 दिन पहले का, उसमें हमारे रेलवे के माध्यम से करीब 16 लाख यात्री जो है वो अपने अपने गंतव्य स्थान की ओर गए हैं। जो स्ट्रेटजी हमने दीपावली के समय अपनाई है, उसी स्ट्रेटजी को हम लोग एक्सटेंड करने वाले हैं छठ के दौरान भी। हम लोग 3 स्तरों पर मॉनिटरिंग कर रहे हैं, डिवीजन लेवल पर मॉनिटरिंग कर रहे हैं, हम लोग जोन स्तर पर मॉनिटरिंग कर रहे हैं और साथ ही हम लोग मॉनिटरिंग कर रहे हैं रेलवे बोर्ड स्तर पर।
Mr. Trivedi, we heard your colleague tell us in detail as to the logistics that they put in place. But one of the things you did mention is the dedicated holding area. We saw this come into operation during the Mahakumbh this year, Delhi and other places. And this is something which is probably a lesson learned due to the series of tragedies that has struck at various points of time. And this is where the crowd management has become a very important issue. And India being a country of numbers, how big a challenge has this been to the railways?
This has been undoubtedly, it's I think perhaps the biggest mass movement exercise undertaken anywhere in the globe. And we are fortunate that this year, on account of the special arrangements made by Indian Railways, which included opening of a war room in Railway Board, the divisional war rooms, the zonal war rooms, besides the special monitoring cells of Railway Protection Force, special queuing arrangement, proportionate holding areas, use of AI to assess the crowd and organize resources, and on the top of it, to ensure that the systems have been laid down as planned. Honorable Minister and Chairman Railway Board, along with other senior officials, visited the actual railway station and they had interaction with the passengers traveling, and very fact that it was possible for the arrangement was so good that it was possible for officials and minister and the chairman of the railway board to walk around in the area. That was possible because of the segregation of the crowd from the platform to the holding area and the special queuing arrangement and the integration of the UTS and PRS system, as a result of which the passengers were assured that if they have come to the railway station, they will get a train to travel. So the tendency to jump on the regular trains and disturb other passengers, in any case, they were prevented from doing so by ensuring that the till train which meets their requirement is there on the crowd. They were not let out on the passenger platform at all. So all this in a coordinated, synchronized manner have yielded excellent results.
Special mobile unreserved ticketing system, because this is one area, because with a sudden surge of people, the railways used to face crush of people jostling, wanting a ticket to get inside, some probably even traveling without ticket, because knowing that it will be very difficult for any traveling ticket examiner to do a physical check in an unreserved compartment where there is no space to even put one's foot. In such a situation, how has this helped railways to migrate and mitigate this issue?
You see, as I told you, the use of AI ensured the correct assessment of the crowd. Besides that, we had the past records that the service points, the pain points, and the war rooms in the railway boards, general railways and the divisional headquarters were there basically to ensure that the rakes, other resources, the manpower, the other inputs which are required for running a train are organized. So it's a very synchronized operation where contribution of multiple agencies are required in a very, it's almost like an orchestra where so many instruments play, and they all have to play in a very synchronized manner. So in the same way, Indian Railways functioned this year, with Railway Board providing the support by way of resources, by way of inter-general planning, general headquarters, they ensured inter-divisional planning, and within the division of railways, the intra-divisional planning was ensured, monitored by these war rooms. And as a result, it was possible that moment you see a crowd, assessment was made, a train was organized, and there was a guarantee, there was a trust in the mind of the person who came to the station that he might have to wait for some time, but a train is guaranteed for him. Once that assurance, once the trust got instilled in his heart, then there was no commotion, there was no jostling, and in a very disciplined manner, the queues were formed and they boarded the train, and the platforms were also quite free because they were only those passengers were there on the platform for whom the train was there.
Mr. Devi, the one issue that always comes with such a number of people traveling together is about cleanliness and hygiene, and to make sure that as the train travels, say 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, depending on the distance that you travel, you also need to cater to same basic necessities like providing food and water on the way. So how did the railways tackle this particular aspect?
You see, here also the use of AI has played a major role, because we knew that all the stations, they knew that these trains are coming with so many passengers. So IRCTC, which is another unit of under Ministry of Railways, they are responsible for making the arrangements of food at the stations, water at the stations, and the divisional administration, the zonal administration, and they all together, they ensured that the food at the proper stations. Many times what used to happen, that the food arrangements were not at the place where it was needed. So you have to be aware about the timings. If a train is running in the middle of the night through a station, no need of food arrangements or any such arrangements are required. But if the train is going and reaching at a place early in the morning, at the breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time, so not only the resources have to be there, but resources have to be there at the right time. For this, technology is needed. For these, the inputs are needed, resources are needed. So a very beautiful synchronization of resources, the demand and the distribution. So that all has been organized in a very beautiful and synchronized manner, like an orchestra. Besides that, hygiene. One important achievement which railway has already made is that of bio toilet. Now, in fact, the bio toilets have been upgraded to vacuum toilets in many trains. So almost like aircraft-like toilets are there in the trains also. So as a result, the overall arrangements of cleanliness, hygiene, and the excreta was not found. So the foul smell which used to be there prevalent always at railway stations, it was missing this time, and a general hygienic environment was there. Food was available when it was needed and where it was needed. So as a result, and the watering, trains were watered, and that too, the watering of the train, watering for the drinking purposes of the passengers, all was synchronized in a very excellent manner. And so we have got hardly any complaint on this account this year.
So one thing that would obviously add to the burden on the railway's infrastructure is when you're running so many special trains, the track's capacity of course limits, and in any case there are the regular trains which have to be catered to. So in such a case, how does the railways handle this issue of delay, issues of, you know, making sure that the synchronization works station after station, destination to destination, and the regular trains which are already on the schedule are not disrupted?
Very good question. You see, the Indian Railway tracks, they run both types of trains, the goods trains and passenger trains. So what we have done over the past decade, that first of all, we have constructed two dedicated freight corridors. So earlier, the same space on the track used to be occupied by, consumed by running of freight trains also, which was required for moving coal to the powerhouses, food grain, fertilizer and other essential commodities. So that space was released because many of those trains got shifted to a dedicated freight corridor. In fact, you must have read in today's newspapers one important news item that this year the power plants were having surplus 36 days stock of coal. So it was possible to, wherever required, we could run less goods trains and run more special trains on the regular trains, because the majority of the, on these popular routes, the majority of the traffic of the freight has shifted to dedicated freight corridor. So the resultant capacity was made use of for running these special trains.
So that's one very important infrastructure upgrade which has helped the Indian Railways to move people and this handle this sudden onrush. One aspect which must have crossed the minds of planners like you in railway was the learning from the past errors, past tragedies. And so how did that work over the period of time, the lessons that the railways picked up in crowd management? And as you also mentioned, now you've integrated the artificial intelligence and latest technology to have a better estimate as to what kind of preparations required and what kind of facilities have to be rolled out.
You see, the basic resources needed for running special trains are, number one, you should have the coaches, the rakes. Last year, Railway Board had ordered a special manufacturer of 10,000 coaches of general class, which are used for mass movement. So the steps for tackling this crowd was taken much in advance. So when the actual crunch area time came, we had the number of coaches required for running so many trains. We had the locomotives which are required for running these trains, the crew. So the recruitment of crew was planned in advance. The locomotives were, in fact, you may be aware that the number of locomotives and number of coaches which are being manufactured now by Indian Railways, they are unprecedented. We are almost manufacturing more than 1,000 locomotives every year, more than 8,000 coaches per year. All this ensured that the resources were available. In earlier days, the resources would not be there. And the thrust of the government in the doubling, in fact, the many crucial sections have been quadrupled. So there are four tracks running parallel to each other. So we had the resources, that is locomotives, the increased throughput capacity by the construction of dedicated freight corridors, this multi-tracking of doubling, tripling and quadrupling of tracks, then the monitoring through the control office, the war room at the railway board, the divisional war rooms, zonal war rooms, RPF intelligence cells, AI, and integration of this into ensuring that, and identification of the pain point from earlier tragedies which occurred in the earlier years. We knew that the areas which will have the sudden surge in demand, because these migrants also, they go to a particular area. They are not evenly distributed across India. They are pockets of concentration. So those pockets of concentration of migrant people were identified, and the resources were directed to meet the emerging demand with the use of past records, with the use of AI, and the sudden immediate surge which we could synchronize with the deployment of resources. So this was a beautiful exercise which was done in a very, an excellent manner this year by Railway Board.
Thank you very much, Mr. Trivedi, for sharing these insights with the listeners of Akashvani. Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on Indian Railways' comprehensive plan for Chhat Parv travel. The participants were Lalit Chandra Trivedi, former General Manager, East Central Railways, and K.V. Prasad, Senior Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.